More now from the Alternative Car and Transportation Expo at the Santa Monica Airport. I'm Matt Kelly for PodTechNet and the Next Gear, and I'm joined by Tom Gage from AC Propulsion Incorporated. Tom, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Tell me, who is AC Propulsion and what do you do?
AC Propulsion is a company in San Dimas, California. We build high-performance, high-efficiency electric drive systems for cars.
And tell me about some of your milestones.
Well, we've been in business since 92, and in 94 we came out with a 150-kilowatt drive system, which was about twice the power level of any system available at that point. And since that time, we've been developing progressively more sophisticated vehicle conversions, where we put our drive system into a variety of different cars, including a car we built from the ground up, which was the T-Zero, and that set new standards for range and performance, 0 to 60 in 3.6 seconds and 300-mile range. Since then, we've come back to reality a bit and try to build a car that more people can use and will be more useful, and we call it the E-Box. And here at the show, we're debuting the car publicly for the first time. It's a conversion based on a Scion XB, and it has 180-mile maximum range and 0 to 60 in about 7 seconds, seats 5, and is just a joy to drive.
And what type of propulsion system is it using?
It uses the AC propulsion system, specially tuned and set up for the car. And it gives you very sprightly performance around town and on the freeway.
And tell me specifically, what is that propulsion system? Is it electric? Is it?
Well, yes, it's a pure electric car. We build our own AC induction motor, and we have a controller combination inverter and charger and 12-volt power supply that fits under the hood. We have an instrumentation package in the car, and of course the key to any electric car is the battery. And we have a 35-kilowatt-hour lithium-ion pack of our own design using commercial cells of the type used in laptops. And that battery pack is installed underneath the car with hardly any intrusion into the passenger cabin. So the seating capacity is sustained at 5 passengers, no reduction in cargo capacity. And tailpipe, gas tank, engine are all gone. And zero emissions.
Mm-hmm. Basically, what you do is you modify current vehicles, is that correct?
That's right. This car is based on the Scion XB, and we're focusing only on that platform right now. We're not doing a lot of different cars. We want to get efficient in doing this one conversion so we can bring our price down. The price right now is $55,000 for the conversion, and the car itself is about $15,000. So to get an E-Box, you need about $70,000, but the way it drives and the benefits it has for the planet are worth it if you can afford it.
I would imagine that you're voiding some sort of warranty from Toyota.
Well, yes, you're certainly voiding the engine warranty since the engine's no longer on the car, and but most of the other systems are not modified, whether Toyota would work on any system that we hadn't touched. They should, but I'm not sure what they would say. But one reason we chose the Scion XB, it's made by Toyota, and so you can expect pretty good reliability.
And what needs to happen in order for that $55,000 price to come down? I would imagine for many consumers that may be a little bit out of their affordability.
Without a doubt, I can't personally afford one, and I run the company. So the price is based on a couple of things. The battery is still very expensive, and the drive system is expensive, both of which because they're produced in very low volume. The potential for cost reduction is huge. We're aiming for an eventual price in the $45,000 range down the road, although it'll be on a different platform. And even beyond that, at higher volumes, the price will come down probably into the $30,000 range as volume goes up. The automotive industry is based on economies of scale, and we are nowhere close to that. We basically build cars by a lot of the people that work on them are actually engineers, and we build about one or two a month. So,
do you envision with your technology that perhaps Toyota or another major automaker might look to you for your technology and perhaps license your design? Is that an eventual hope?
Yeah, there are quite a few automakers, not necessarily active in the U.S. market, who see electric vehicles as a very strong growth area. The market in the U.S. for the current car makers in the U.S. was a little bit distorted, I think, by some of the politics that went on with electric vehicles over the years. So they're wary of getting involved in that market until it's really proven to exist. So we're looking at some other manufacturers, non-traditional manufacturers, who can sort of move into the market in a way that's not that doesn't overestimate the market, but was willing to grow with the market.
Your final thoughts on the e-box and your conversion vehicle here today and the state of the industry?
Well, this is the unveiling of the car, but we're actually delivering our first customer car next month, and we hope to build 20 or 30 cars over this year and double, triple, or even more than that next year. And the market's going to grow. It may grow at a gradual pace, or it may grow more quickly, and it really depends on what happens in the oil situation and the market demand for these kind of cars.
All right. Tom Gage of AC Propulsion Incorporated, thanks for being on the podcast.
My pleasure.
Thank you. The Next Gear. I'm Matt Kelly on PodTech.net.